1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. An ABC News Ipsos poll finds that about half of non-party-affiliated respondents believe that former President Trump's criminal conviction was correct, and that same number say he should end his candidacy. He is continuing to run, though, and vowing to appeal the verdict. His former attorney, Will Scharf, tells ABC's This Week why they believe an appeal will be successful.
I believe that verdict is not supported by anything even close to proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
In California, there are expanded evacuations east of San Francisco as a wildfire grows in San Joaquin County, fueled by winds. Work continues in Atlanta trying to repair burst water mains. City is setting up areas for people to use the bathroom and providing bottled water to affected residents and businesses. Jury selection begins tomorrow in Hunter Biden's federal trial, accused of lying about his drug use when he filled out paperwork to buy a gun. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The Bay of Green Bay is nominated to join the 31 habitats of the Natural Estuarine Research Reserve System. Mark Richardson explains the significance.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, called NOAA, has designated the bay on Lake Michigan as the 31st site of habitats along the Great Lakes, coastal states, and territories. Brian Glenazinski, with the Great Lakes Initiative of Ducks Unlimited, says it's a huge win for the region's conservationists.
Some of the things that we gain from the other reserves around the country will not only inform what's happening in Green Bay, but also to tell us what's different about Green Bay and what we need to focus on.
If designated, the proposed site would make Wisconsin one of only three states with multiple reserves, along with California, Florida, and South Carolina. Financial support from the state, the Oneida Nation, and the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin would fund a position on the reserve staff to ensure that tribal nation perspectives are representative in the site's management and operations.
They continue to provide excellent partnership and the unique perspective that only they can bring to the table.
The proposed reserve is composed of three areas covering almost 38,000 acres of land and water, selected to reflect the unique nature of a large Great Lakes estuary. Glenazinski says the designation is a major accomplishment for the region's conservationists.
That conservation community is pretty special and robust in the area. To have a research reserve like this being placed in an existing conservation community is really just going to take us all to the next level.
For Wisconsin News Connect, I'm Mark Richardson. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the White Sox battled to a 3-3 tie, sending it into extra innings. Bottom of the 10th, Willie Adames at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ground ball. It's gloved. It's off the ground. Contreras will stroll in. And the ball game is over. The Brewers win. It is Adames who delivers in the clutch again. A game-winning hit for Adames. And the Brewers win 4-3 in 10 innings.
So the White Sox have now lost 10 in a row. Brewers starter, though, Robert Gasser, struggled despite the victory.
You know, Gasser didn't have his best stuff for sure. He just didn't, you know, there's no finish on anything. He didn't look super sharp, no swing and miss. When that many barrels, I started thinking they had a tip. Lefty sweeper, left on left sweeper.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday. Light southeast winds developing with highs in the mid and upper 70s. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid and upper 50s. Showers and a few thunderstorms arriving during the day Monday. It's 66 at our studios.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next show, Brittany Merlot joins us to give us a look at the weather for the week ahead.
And John Plegman from ARDC of Brown County stops by to talk about sobriety night. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
While running errands, it only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars on the air. This is 1952. Leroy Anderson, but with lyrics, would you believe? Al McCogan.
Here am I with you in a world of blue. While we're dancing to the tango we loved when first we met. While the music plays, I recall the days when our love was a tune that we couldn't soon forget. As I kiss your cheek, we don't have to speak. The violins, like a choir, express the desire we used to know not long ago. So just hold me tight in your arms tonight, and the blue tango will be our thrilling memory of love. As I kiss your cheek, we don't have to speak. The violins, like a choir, express the desire we used to know not long ago. So just hold me tight in your arms tonight, and the blue tango will be our thrilling memory of love.
Alma Cogan, more noted for her novelty stuff. There she is, very early version. Leroy Anderson. WRJN and the music of the stars.
Love is being loved. Love is being needed. Love is being loved. way you're treated. Love is being lonesome for two arms to hold you tight. Love is being lonesome for two lips to kiss goodnight. Love is being love. Teardrops on the roses. Love is being loved. Love is rubbing noses. Everything I know about love's true. Love is being loved by you.
Mickey Rooney wrote that.
Where do good folks expect to go when this veil of tears is o'er?
Texas!
And what is the name of that magical, mystical song about distant shore?
Texas!
And where will the running and Stillwater Baptists sit down and clasp their hands?
Texas!
And what is the only state of states in the only land of land?
With you.
I've been in Minnesota, in North and South Dakota,
but nary one of them will ever do. Texas, little darling, I got you deep in my bones.
Can't find a thing again you. Love everything that's in you.
Your famous name's from Jesse James right up to Jesse Jones. Your vast dominion makes all the others seem small. In my opinion, you'd swallow Britain and go on with your knitting.
Texas, little darling, here's what I'm trying to say. I guess I'm only human. I love a pretty woman. I love a drink of liquor, yes, sirree.
Won't you hit me, Texas, in my soul of Texas? Little darling, you're the one.
Across the prairie from under my sombrero,
and I'm in love with everything I see. Texas, little darling, I know your boundaries by heart.
Like Mrs. Rand McNally, I know each hill and valley.
That is to say, I know the ones that had the time to chart. I'm writing sonnets about how your blue bonnets grow. He's only fair to Midland. Texas, little darling, all states are jealous of you.
Some governor named Warren. I guess he must be foreign.
Says California is the place to be.
That's Kenny Delmar. Kenny Delmar of the Fred Allen Show. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Great movies, Texas Little Darlin'. Or you never saw it. Frankly, I haven't either. I always liked the Errol Flynn movies. I thought that guy had a certain style. He played cowboys, even though he's from Hobart, Tasmania. Just off Australia. And here's a tune all about him. Yeah, about Errol Flynn by Amanda McBroom.
This place holds so many memories for me. I used to come here all the time when I was little. The reason I came here was because of my father. The reason I love language is because of my father. My father was an actor, and we all know that actors speak louder than words. For those of you who haven't been around me before, my dad was a movie star in the 40s. I call him a BB++ movie star. His name was David Bruce. And he used to bring me here back when it was the pilgrimage every Easter. And he would wear this beautiful navy blue suit. And I would wear this big pink petticoat dress with Mary Jane's gloves and a matching hat. And I thought I was the cream. And I love my daddy very much. So this is my love song for my father. In a hall, on a wall, in a house, in Reseda, there's a poster held up by two nails and a pin. It's my daddy, the actor, about to die with his boots on. He's the man standing up there beside Errol Flynn. He got third or fourth billing at the end of each picture. Well, that don't mean much, he would say with a grin. But he'd hold my hand tight as he pointed his name out. Only four or five names down below Errol Flynn. Now fame, it is fleeting, and stars, they keep falling. And staying right up there, that's the business of art. And luck kisses some, then she passes by others. Disappointment and bourbon are hard on the heart. Now the women and beers and the years with old Errol, they took their toll and took me from his sight. He kissed me goodbye at the old Union Station. That's the last time I saw him. The last time I cried. Now I'm sitting alone in a house in Reseda, watching the late show while the moonlight shines in. And upon the screen, well, here comes my daddy. It's a sad, funny feeling. Now I'm older than him. So, you daddies and daughters, you sons and you mothers, remember life's over before it begins. So love one another and stay as close as my dad did to old Errol Flynn.
Richard Broome.
Fella can get lonesome when he is all alone out there in the Pacific with no friends to call his own.
Fella can get lonesome out there in the Pacific.
A fella gets to thinking if he's getting anywhere. A fella gets to wondering how it's gonna be up there.
Fella gets to wondering if he will meet the mayor.
When your final chip is cashed and the pearly gates swing wide, and there is old St. Peter asking you to come inside.
There is old St. Peter, the Lord's official greeter.
He whispers, son, go find a seat. I hope you like the show. And then you see a picture of the life you led below. Imagine you are one of that great celestial crowd, a sitting back relaxing with your feet up on a cloud.
So you can't be taxing, a sitting back relaxing.
You're pouring buttered sunshine on your popcorn white as fleece, and waiting for the latest into hemisphere release.
Hemispheric popcorn has got to be the top corn.
The stars spell out the title and the cast before your eye. The show commences on the silver screen they call the sky.
Stars spell out the title and every scene is vital.
Your past begins unfolding and you see it taking place. And pretty soon you're looking at your own big ugly face. Must feel kind of funny to see St. Peter smile and tell you that he's had a camera on you all the while.
There's a camera on you, so watch your step, dog on you.
Yes, every little movement has a meaning all its own. Your acting may be lousy even when you're all alone.
If your acting's lousy, the audience gets drowsy.
So partner, better mend your fence and tend to your corral. And don't you know trespassing with the other fellas, gal.
Mend your fences before the show commences.
Be sure you'll do some acting of which later you'll be proud. Cause that's when moving picture show will retake it all out.
Show in the sky.
In the sky. Music of the Stars. Errol Flynn. Oh, he couldn't sing. Well, he did do one. So, all right, let me do this first. He was a great actor. The song I'll play after this. Errol Flynn. Olivia de Havilland, they died with their boots on.
Let's see. Anything I forgot?
The end.
Pair glasses?
Yep.
Compass?
Got it.
Your watch?
Watch? No.
George Armstrong Custer going to his death. He knows it. She doesn't.
They ought to make you quartermaster general. Every time I go into the field, I'm the best equipped man in the regiment. Oh, look at that. Broken.
What?
The chain. No, I won't be able to take this with me.
It'll be the first time you've ever gone into a campaign without it.
Yes. Well, there's no time to have it fixed, and I don't want to take a chance on losing it. I'll leave it here. Not much more time.
Here's your cartridge belt. You know, I'm sure you're the first soldier that ever became a general.
without letting his belt out.
Oh, but you wait until we get that staff job in Washington after this campaign's over.
I'm going to grow a big tummy on me like General Winfield Scott, you know.
We'll grow fat and happy together.
Together.
And people will say, don't tell me that life in the Dakotas was full of hardship. Look at General and Mrs. Custer. They certainly grew fat and happy on it.
You're happy and happy here, haven't you, Lily?
Don't I look happy?
Well, now, let's see what else. Oh, my orders.
Put them in that drawer over there.
All right, I'll get them. What's this? My life with General Custer.
Oh, darling, that's my diary.
I didn't know you kept one.
It's just a record of our life here together. It wouldn't interest you. Just the silly things that seem important to a woman.
Tomorrow, my husband leaves. And I cannot help but feel that my last happy days are ended. The premonition of disaster such as I have never known is weighing me down. I tried to shut it into my heart, but it is almost unbearable. I pray God I be not asked to walk on alone.
You know, I probably wrote that or something like it every time you went away, even for a day's journey. You know how foolish women are. Every parting has its own fears and anxieties.
Of course. I often feel like that myself. But it has its bright side, too. The more sadness in parting, the more joy in the reunion.
Like this, why should we waste a single kiss? A kiss that is never tasted.
Walking through life
forever and ever is wasted. Made for some.
walking through life with you, ma'am, has been a very gracious thing.
Charles Durning, one of my favorite actors of the 80s and passed on. He did something, a musical, would you believe? And I'm going to feature it in some upcoming Music of the Stars programs. But right now I've got Tom Hanks to introduce Charles Durning as himself, telling of his experiences landing on the beaches of Normandy 80 years ago. Tom Hanks.
Tuesday, June 6th, 1944. The communique from the BBC was electrified. Under command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. It was what the world had been waiting for. The invasion of Hitler's fortress Europe. Operation Overlord, or what has become known as D-Day. In the sky above them that day, the Air Force struggled against the dense cloud cover. Their bombs did little good against the enemy emplacements. Allied destroyers came in as close to shore as possible to fire upon the concrete bunkers. But the men who would make it to the shore would still be easy targets. One of them was a 20-year-old Army Ranger about to face his baptism of fire on that first wave at Omaha Beach. That private is here tonight to share his personal experiences on that longest day. A recipient of the Silver Star and 3 Purple Hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished actor, Mr. Charles Durning.
It's hard to describe what we all went through that day. But those of us who were there will understand. We were frightened. All the time. My sergeant said, "Are you scared, son?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "That's good. It's good to be scared." He said, "We all are." This guy in the boat, he turned to me and he threw up all over me and I got seasick. It was scary. You're not thinking about anything. You're just thinking about, you hope that shell that just went off isn't going to hit this boat. Even the guys who had seen a lot of action before, and this was my first time, they were just as ashen as I was. And I was frightened to death. I was the second man off my barge, and the first and third man got killed. First guy, the ramp went down, the guy fell, and I tried to leap over him, and I stumbled, and we both slipped into the water. We were supposed to be able to walk into shore, but they didn't bring us far enough. And I was in 60 feet of water with a 60-pound pack on. So I let it all go. I was under the water, and you could see the bullets go down past you. But I was afraid. Was that I'd come up and meet a bullet coming my way. But I came up, and I didn't have a helmet, a rifle, nothing. When I hit the beach, the guys pulled me in, who were already there. I'd lost everything. But they said, "You'll find plenty of them on the beach, rifles and helmets that belong to nobody." Nobody knew where we were supposed to go. There was nobody in charge, you were on your own. All around me, people were being shot at. I saw bodies all over the place. But you didn't know whether they were alive or dead because they just were lying there. We got behind this tank to protect ourselves. We were holding our own when they called us over to them. I asked the sergeant, "Do you want me to go first or would you go first?" He said, "You go first, I'll be right behind you." I heard an explosion and turned around, and his torso was here. And his body was over there. I saw wounded guys dying crawl up to the front of us to act as barricades so they could protect us from getting hit with their own bodies. I saw that. They would come up and just lay there, you know, take the shot. Once we got up to the bluff, you could see for miles. There was this eerie sight of bodies which looked like driftwood floating in the water. The beach was covered with the bodies of American soldiers. And all of these things are like flashbacks for me. I can't recall everything. I forget a lot of the stuff now. But I still wake up once in a while, and it's still there. I can't count how many of my buddies are in the cemetery at Normandy. The heroes are still there. The real heroes.
soldiers, many men will pass this way. Many men will count the hours as they live the longest day. Many men are tired and weary. Many men are here to stay. Many men won't see the sunset when they live the longest day. The longest day, the longest day. This will be the longest day. Filled with hopes and filled with fears. Filled with blood and sweat and tears. Many men, the mighty thousands. Many men to victory. Marching on, ready to battle. In the longest day in history.
Have a chair and sit down and get you. Gonna hear some news of the military nature. Relax while I give you the latest report. Sport, there never was a finer sight when all our boys were fixed to fight on D-Day, 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 D-Day. We hope they'll soon be coming back. For now they're on a solid track since D-Day, 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 D-Day. Take more than a weekend, so let's be patient and calm. Cut out that public speaking, or we'll be the victim of false alarm. We got to help, we're in it too. So buy those bars and do mean you. Dee-dee, 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 dee-dee. And calm. Cut out that public speaking, or we'll be the victim of false alarm. We got to help, we're in it too. So buy those bars and a doom and you for D-Day, D-Day.
Of the stars. I wanted to tell you about those Normandy landings. It's been 90 years on the 6th of June, Operation Neptune. Somebody asked me, what is D-Day? What is D? It means nothing. They had A-Day, B-Day, etc. In order to, it was part of the secret. It happened on Tuesday, the 6th of June, 1944, at 6:30 in the morning, British double summer time, or Greenwich Mean Time plus two. That's D-Day, the term used for the day of actual landing. They conducted it in two phases. There was an airborne assault. The British, the American, Canadian, and Free French. That was right after midnight, and then the amphibious landing with the Allied infantry and armored divisions. That happened at 6:30 in the morning. And decoy operations, too, trying to distract the enemy from the real landing areas. The whole operation was planned by a team under Lieutenant General Frederick Morgan, the biggest amphibious invasion in world history. Land, sea, and air elements. 160,000 troops. On the 6th of June, 1944, 80 years ago.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
Domine, non nobis Domine, sed nomine tuo da gloria.
Oh,
music of the stars. Stand by for CBS News next.
The OWI machine has been almost entirely silent while all the other machines have been hammering out their news. The OWI has put out only one report this morning, which says the Romanian radio reports enemy planes over Belgrade. And that report came in at 3:01 in the morning, in other words, about half an hour ago on the OWI wire. Special announcement from the Supreme Headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Forces from London, from Colonel R. Ernest Dupuis. Go ahead, London.
This is Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force. The text of communique number one will be released to the press and radio of the United Nations in 10 seconds. Repeat, 10 seconds from now. Under the command.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.